Welcome to the final recording of 2018 for the Touch Talks pod. Year in review. I don't even know where to begin. It was a tale. I think last year was more of a straightforward year. I think it was. It was a tale of 2 years, but it was a different tale of 2 years. It was my January and June, which was status quo, and then my early July to December, which was start to take off. This year, a lot of things happened. And the main thing that happened was Anchor 2 to Anchor 3, on this app at least. Because what happened was Anchor shifted into a podcast realm. And I said it from day one. If it shifts into this, the game, the ball just, you know, turn over. Ball just drop. I haven't been too concerned with it. I've been doing it at my own pace. And just kind of rolling with the punches. This year, I think, was interesting. It's like January, February was a cycle. Adapt to Anchor. March to April was a cycle. Adapt to IG. June was just its own, May and June were just its own months on, so I'm still adapt, make a personal brand. And then July to like August was more reflection because I took a vacation, because I took some things off. It was more reflection of the year. And I felt, I don't think you can ever feel humble in a year in the summer because I feel like it's the best time to just kind of live. But those summer months, I felt really humble this year. Then the up came around. Basically, the up's been most of my time. Other than KTTV content. I mean, I'm building out technically four brands. This podcast, Touch Talk brand. I built out a little bit of the Anchor Nation. I rarely do that now. But I learned a lot from that. I learned a lot from this community, how to build a community offline. So I'm grateful for that. But my year review, I don't know, I don't like giving any expectations or grades or none of that. It was a good year. I would say, of course, every year is a good year in my opinion. But these last two have been more productive than most years. I would say since 17, even late 16, the productivity has been up, way up in my life. I would say out of these past 10 years, the 08 to 18 cycle, these last two and maybe 2012 have been my most productive years, and that was because of something else I did in 2012. So we overcame Sandy and a couple other things in this area. But am I satisfied, of course? Is there things I can improve on, as I said in my last post? The fundamental days are over. Of like, oh, I have to learn the fundamentals now. Yeah, those days are over. And I am so proud to say those days are over. Because now, those fundamentals and basics, guess what? They become your lifestyle. You don't have to worry about, oh, am I ever going to do it? Oh, I didn't do it. Oh, screw that, I didn't do it. Hey, none of that. Now it becomes a lifestyle. And I think with all this being said, you can start leveraging more. I don't know what the leverage point will be, but you can leverage more. In a sense that things can happen. And you can make moves more. There's a lot of great things still to come. But yeah, this is gonna be crazy. You know, you have to remember a lot of this is all on people, man. You can't bank on so many things. Because it's really all on you. That's the beautiful thing about life, is it's really on you. And you can make the hay in the heyday. But there's a lot of things I think we know in life that society will throw at you. And I'm prepared to look at it in a good way. I'm not really saying next year's going to have any plans. It's been a great year this year. I think there's some things that a lot of people can improve on. I know I can improve on. But at the end of the day, we're just trying to, you know, make it happen. And we'll see what happens. I'm excited for it. I'm excited for what lies ahead. Because I have no idea what is going to lie ahead. The only thing I know that's going to lie ahead is we perform and we don't look at expectations. That's for sure. Because if we do that, things will be nice. But yeah, looking forward to it. Looking great. It's exciting things in the new year. But we'll see. We shall see what's about to happen. I mean, there's a lot of things that I think could happen. There's a lot of things I think should happen. But like I said, we'll see what's good and just follow you. As far as what I think could happen, as far as next year's outlook, tomorrow's outlook, I don't know what they expect next year. I know there's a lot of things I can't share. There's a lot of things I'm so excited about. It's 2019. It's a spiritual year of three, if you're a numerologist. So it's supposed to be an expressive year and supposed to be a chaotic, and this year was more chaotic than last year. I don't know where the energy will be. And I won't know till February. That's my protocol. Build as much momentum as you can in January and just blitz it February to like May. A little break, a little slack, blitz it again, and then a little slack, and then you blitz it. It's gonna be good. However, however it goes next year, it's been a pleasure this year, and I look forward to spending it with you guys. Thank you.